and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, I've spent a lot of time on Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 33, but I believe it's very important for this country to get back to what God has said and how that God has told us that the family should be in this world, what the family should be and how the family should be conducted, how they should conduct themselves, husbands and wives. And we're getting ready to go into chapter 6, where we're going to look at the child, what that child is supposed to do, what God expects of the child. God expects each of us to do the things He wants us to do. And the reason He wants that is because when we do it, we're going to be happy. We're going to be in His will, doing what He wants us to do, instead of going haphazardly through this life, doing what we want to do. And anything that we do in the flesh, that means on our own, without letting the Lord lead us, is going to be ruin. In other words, it's not going to be worth much. Well, that doesn't mean that we don't make right decisions concerning everyday life, but I believe that we need to consult the Lord when we have decisions to make. And we need to pray about it and pray and ask God to lead us and to guide us. And we looked at the husband, how that the husband is to love the wife, how that he is not to be a slave driver. He is not to be one who has to command his wife to do certain things, but that he is to love that wife and to help the wife understand through the Word of God that she is to listen to what he has to say. And the final decision should be his. And at the same time, that the husband should listen to the wife and take advice and understand that she has feelings. And because she has these feelings and she is a woman and she needs to be treated as such, the Bible says that she is the weaker vessel. And we need to treat the woman, the wife, as one would treat himself. Love the woman as the man loves himself, as he would treat himself. Well, I would end chapter 5 with these verses. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Could that be any clearer, any plainer than that coming from God? Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Husbands need to be willing and ready and able to lay down their lives for their wives. Now, that doesn't always happen. Sometimes it does for a husband to be willing and able to lay down his life for his wife. But God does not always ask us to do that. But we need to be willing to do that. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And then verse 22 of Ephesians chapter 5 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, it's all right for a wife to listen to some of the admonitions that other people might give her. And it's all right to listen to something that someone offers as a leader or leadership in her life. But the final decision needs to be the husband's. The wife needs to listen to her husband. Someone could give her advice, but it's the husband who is the one who is to make that decision, because he is to be the head, the leader of the home. Well, now in chapter 6, we read verse 1 where it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Did you know that the first schools in America was started in churches? The churches taught children for many years of the things of God. And not only that, They taught them the whole thing, reading, writing, and arithmetic. They taught them what they needed to do in order to make a living in this world, to do the things that would amount to something, that they would amount to something. And the churches started the schools, and these schools continued for several years until they relinquished their right of training children in the church, until they relinquished that right and gave it over to the government. God help us to always realize that it's never right to turn our children over to the government. And I would advise you that any way possible you can get your child or children out of a government school, and that's public school, get them out of there and get them into a church school where they can be taught not only reading, writing, and arithmetic, the things that is necessary for a successful life in this world, but also they're trained in the Word of God, how that God loves them, and how that God respects them, and how that God wants them to learn His way. You say, well, I don't want my child going to a Christian church because they'll brainwash them. Well, might I say that if your child is in a government school, they're being brainwashed right now to think that it's all right as a 7-year-old boy to think he is a girl, or vice versa, a 7-year-old girl thinking that she is a boy. And even younger than that now, they're trying to brainwash these children to think that they're not what they are. God has set down His government in this world. He has set certain things that is set, and it has not changed. Men are men and women are women. A male is a male and a female is a female. There's no getting around that. I don't care how many names a person says or how many genders they say they are, they're lying. They're either a male or they're a female. And children need to be taught this. And that's one thing that a Christian school teaches. A church school teaches youngsters that there's male and there's female. Nothing dirty about that. It's simply a fact that's found in the Word of God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children are to obey their parents in the Lord, and that's pretty plain here. Parents must show constantly to the children the love and patience of Christ and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That is the responsibility of a parent. And once again, there's no way you can do that by turning your child over to the government. And remember, that's what happened in Germany. Children were turned over to the government and they started turning on the parents. And I've heard of that happening even today in our world, the United States of America, how that children are turning on their parents and they're turning them into the law, turning them into the government for things that's not even true. Why and how? They're doing this because they've been brainwashed in a government school and told that this is the proper thing to do. The parents are brought up on charges for no reason. And we need to say, oh God, help us to get away from this ungodliness in this country that we live in, that we call America, that we call our country. Well, notice this with me, if you would, about this verse, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, the word children. Well, this word means exactly what it says, children. This would be the offspring of a man and a woman. And I remind you again, it's not the offspring of a woman and a woman, or a man and a man. It's the offspring of a man and a woman. There's no way you can get around that. Notice, children, obey your parents. Well, this is the first great duty of a child, which God commands. It is to do what parents command their children to do. And this, in the Word of God, indicates that this is the duty for children. The Lord has given this duty and impressed it on the minds of all in every age. And God has given this to the parents to see to it that they're raising their child in the right way and doing what He wants them to do with them. Children, obey your parents. The child is to obey the parent. Well, why should children obey their parents? I see first that the children should obey their parents because it is the proper order of God for the family. Remember, We talked about the proper order for the husband and wife, and now we see the proper order of children in the family. No family is successful where there is not proper adherence to God's order. God is to be first, then the husband, then the wife, and then the children. Then proper subordination in the household is essential. Now, children should obey their parents because the welfare of the child, of that person, depends on it. A child obeying parents is of the highest importance. A child should be taught early to render obedience to authority. As no one can be prosperous or happy who is not obedient to those who have authority over them. All through life, we have someone who has authority over us, and we need to understand that and not rebel against that. Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom. Notice this now. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. That means that they are to be taught. They are to learn what is expected of them in this world. And the only way they can be taught that is from the Word of God, from a godly mother, a godly father, a home where God is served. And that is the way a child is to be trained, to bring up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Children should obey their parents because the child is not able as yet to make right decisions on what is right. Or they're not qualified to direct themselves. And during this time of childhood, a child must be subject to the will of some other person or persons, namely parents. Well, family management is designed to be an imitation of the government of God. The government of God is what a perfect family government would be. And to accustom a child to be obedient to a parent is designed to be one method of leading him to be obedient to God. The child that is taught to be obedient, to listen to a father and mother, will quite possibly be one who will more readily listen to the voice of God and trust Christ as Savior. When we raise our children right, we're doing them a favor. We're helping them, bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And in turn, this would help them possibly in the future to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want you as my Savior. Ephesians 6:1 again says, children, obey your parents. Notice this. It says, in the Lord. Now, some have thought these words to mean that as long as the parents' commandments agree with those of God, then the child is to obey. You see, no parent will ever receive from God instruction telling them it is all right to tell their children to steal, lie, cheat, or do anything else that is wrong in the sight of God. In other words, you do have parents who will tell their children it's all right to steal, all right, but they don't have things right with God, because everything that they might tell their child that is wrong in the sight of God. Sin is still sin. The words in the Lord in that verse, children, obey your parents, in the Lord, brings to mind what Peter and the other apostles said in Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Parents or children are never given permission to do wrong, sin. It makes no difference. Parents and children are to obey God rather than man. No parent has a right to forbid a child to pray, to read the Bible, to worship God, or to make a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to serve God, and we need to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition that He has placed upon us through the Word of God. Do it today and see God's blessing.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.